I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in 2. On this day in labor history, the year was 1928. That was the day that police shot at protesting union workers at Prince's Pier in Melbourne, Australia. Three union workers were injured, one fatally. Each day, the workers on the wharf had to muster or gather in hope to be picked for a job by one of the shipping companies. The practice often led to corruption and inconsistent work for the men. The Waterside Workers' Federation Union sought an end to the hiring method. The union had been formed in 1901 to represent workers on the waterfront in response to the dangerous and often brutal working conditions workers toiled under. The ship companies were determined to undermine the union's influence. They had the support of Conservative Prime Minister Stanley Bruce. And on this fateful day, armed police brought in non-union workers to Prince's Pier. 1,000 union workers lined the docks to protest against this scab labor. Skirmishes broke out between the police and union workers. The police fired into the crowd. One of those bullets found the neck of Australian World War I veteran Alan Whittaker. Whittaker, like many men, had returned to Australia after the war, seeking work on the docks. It took three excruciating months for Whittaker to die from his wound. The shooting was declared justified. In 2010, a group of local historians and union members organized to look further into the case. An article published in the Sydney Morning Herald under the headline, "The Truth Was the First Casualty of the 1928 War on the Waterfront." It concluded the original investigation had been a whitewash. Whittaker's story, like those of workers who died fighting for dignity at the workplace, is up to us to uncover, pass on, and remember. Like what you hear? Check out more at laborhistoryin2.com.